to my
Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, September 27th, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Drones in the sky, human drones on the ground. The fascist global state is all around. I counted at least 5 drones arrayed around me. Each time I approached my car after my walk in the early morning, the 4:30 a.m. hour at Lakeshore Park on Tuesday, apparently determined that I get hammered that morning, after saying during the last show that it was hard for them to target me there. And now there's something else. As I wrote these words yesterday, I had just seen in the space of a week my 4th license plate with the word fragment M-E-M, mem. Now, in what I'm about to say, you have to understand that because they know words are my thing. In the past, these people have put license plates with words along my way, multiply, for weeks at a time. For a while it was R-I, and these are different cars, not the same one. For a while it was R-I-P, rest in peace. Cow was a favorite. That one continuously reoccurs. And as I'm saying, this is multiple cars with these same word fragments, and I know they are not, it's not happenstance. They keep putting them in my view. So the fact that I kept seeing this word fragment on different cars, M-E-M, got me curious and knowing how these guys think. I looked in the area of ancient Greece, and there was a Memnon who was the son of the goddess of the dawn, who came to the aid of Troy and was killed. And I think they're sending me a warning, one of their endless attempts at intimidation, I suspect, but I have to call attention to it nonetheless, and ask that you keep my son in your heart. Help me preserve him. When I wrote the description that follows yesterday, and this was the 21st of September, that would be the day after the last show, Monday morning. At 3:30 a.m., I had just returned home from an upload with a swollen head and chest, and it's really like a swollen brain, and et cetera, swollen everything, even though I'd cleared mucus before I left. I keep thinking of that little story I opened Waking Up with. You know, it was a job interview, and one of the questions they always ask is, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And 5 years ago, or at least 7, I would not have answered clearing mucus. That has become has consumed almost my entire day, and, you know, and night, and every second. Even though I had cleared mucus before I left, I could feel the growing pressure and swelling as I drove, so I pulled over, doused the lights, leaned over, and looked to my right, and there it was, flying low in the sky, flashing lights, floating floating nearby the hovering drone, which then proceeded on, leaving me with these blended feelings that have become my home. I think it's time to start calling this global state fascist, not just because of the continuously building body count and the looming ocean death, et cetera, but also because they hate it. These Plato's tribesmen, they hate the thought that even Plato might at this point say they're wolves. Apologies to our righteous wolf friends instead of dogs, ditto. For these folk, it's all about obedience training, the flip side of conquest. Alice calls this dynamic the cycle of contempt. That's what they got. That's all they know. So they hate all things natural, earth grown, because we will not obey. Their precept, make them hunger, is just make them obey, alternatively phrased. It explains their vision of the republic in which all things obey. It explains everything they do, everything they've done for the last 200 years. But we cannot grow our gifts and then share them without coercion. We cannot become big being obedient. And power so sets things that if you choose to be big, and particularly if what you want is for others to be big, and you help them to do it, as Colleen did, you will be targeted.